The North Carolina Senate has given its tentative approval to a $2 billion bond plan championed by Governor Pat McCrory. But a funny thing happened as the bill went from proposal to passage. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
When Governor McCrory introduced the bond package during his State of the State speech in February, it was a $3 billion bonanza of projects, which included new buildings for state government and universities and more money for state parks. But the cornerstone of his proposal was this.
A transportation bond of $1.2 billion that allow for the quicker construction of projects in the 25-year vision plan.
In fact, new money for roads, bridges, ports, and other transportation projects were so key to the initiative that McCrory dubbed it Connect NC. That name remains, but all money for connections has been stripped out of the Connect NC bill. There is money for an academic building boom laid out here by Senator Kathy Harrington, Republican of Gaston County.
$980 million for 14 campus capital projects across the UNC system. $350 million to the North Carolina Community College System's 58 campuses for new construction.
Plus $75 million for state parks and money for sewer and waterline projects. But the Senate's plan cuts roughly $1 billion from McCrory's proposal by eliminating all road, bridge, and transportation projects from the plan. Now, the General Assembly says not to worry. They've ended a yearly transfer of $216 million from the state's transportation budget to the Highway Patrol. That money, lawmakers say, will be enough to pay for the roads. But some in our area aren't buying it.
It's more like putting a Band-Aid on a head wound.
Bill Thunberg is the executive director of the Lake Norman Regional Transportation Commission. $216 million is a start, but Thunberg points out just one project on I-77 South could use all of that money for years.
That's going to be a $1 billion project, probably, just widening from Charlotte to the South Carolina line.
If these bonds are passed by the House and signed into law, the measure will appear as a referendum on the March primary ballot. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.